This next thing is a little more recent and decent. I had to put abroad down as gently and painlessly and as permanently as possible. I'd already tried slapping the pig down, but she kept bouncing back up on her rubber butt. So I was forced to pen this little piece of put down entitled, "Goodbye, My Darling." Go on to be whatever you wish to be. Do whatever it is that you feel. And when all this is done, return to me. And at my glorious feet, humbly kneel. To beg that I forgive your words and deeds. And as you humbly plea for my pardon, I will look at you and see a patch of weeds where I once thought to be a lovely garden. And I'll say, go out and sell that ass of yours and bring me back the bread. You belong to the common class of whores who make their living in bed. Skip four verses. And then I'll kick your body down 9 flights of stairs to the gutter from whence you came. And when in church I say my prayers, I won't even mention your name. Love, Ringo. All broads are common, but this one is really more of a dog than a woman. She'll run out and bark and snap at the tires, and you have to pull her by fire hydrants when you walk down the street with her. Her name is Trudy. She's from the west side, and she sat on the east side of her bedside, painting the front side of her backside with peroxide, because she heard that on the gentlemen prefer blondes. Such is the way of a common broad, and all broads are common. Yeah, Ringo loves everybody except cops and common broads. For I hate the guts of all the sluts who peddle their butt down the street, so unfaithful and uncouth, hiding behind a mask of truth while delighting in disgraceful deceit. I have respect much more for a little village whore who is honest about her career and doesn't try to hide the fact by putting on a phony act, pretending to be faithful and sincere. In my youth, I thought there must be some woman I could trust who would be true and love me in return. I searched but never could find any woman so designed. And it took a lot of heartaches to learn that if I were ever to marry, it would never be a cherry, some young pig who is pretty but poor. No, if I were ever to wed, I would do it for the bread, and for the best in bed, I think I'd wed a whore.